The last lecture will be about the basics of a Christian marriage. Our theme on the sacraments includes all the sacraments, but we cannot cover all the holy sacraments today. But we as priests, most of the attendings are priests, we should revise the basics of our Orthodox Christian marriage. I will focus on a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, which we used in our church to pray in the wedding prayer. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitude followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason?" And he answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two but one flesh." This is the Holy Sacrament. So, by saying, "Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee," we put this start before the defense of our Lord about the marriage. Because we mean that the discipleship of both the groom and the bridegroom are essential before marriage. We need those coming to be married to be disciples of the Lord before marriage. So when it says, when Jesus had finished these sayings, as if these partners, this couple coming to be married, should take like a course and complete this course of teaching before coming to marry. If our young men and women listen carefully to the Word of God in the church, we will never have problems after their marriage. So by teaching or listening to the Word of God, they will understand God's willing, and by this they will transfer exceedingly the human level. I mean, they will not marry as anyone marry away from the church. In our Christian marriage, there is higher level of love, higher level of holy life, higher level of understanding the will of God concerning our relationship. So, being fathers of the church, fathers of our young men and women, we should seek their maturity before marriage. They have to be mature spiritually, mature mentally, psychologically, and physically. So this maturity is very much needed before marriage. And also it was said in Matthew 19, "And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there." Why the book mentioned healing before marriage? This means this kind of healing, which resembles the repentance story, is very much essential before marriage. I'll give you an example. If a selfish man, young man, want to marry, he should be healed first from his selfishness. If there is a loose girl, she cannot commit herself to be married. So we need to heal them, to help them cured of their negatives before coming to the church to be married. So in order to marry, we need everyone to repent first. By repentance, we mean kind of real change happening in his life to be man of God, woman of God, before married in God. By listening carefully to the Word of God, and having the process of healing by repentance in the church, doing this and that, they will understand the meaning of Christian love. They can understand the meaning of sharing in marital life, so they can go for marriage. So in our Orthodox marriage, we need the young man and the young woman seek the kingdom of heaven before marriage. They should, before touching each other or holding hands, they should hold the hand of the kingdom of heaven first. You know, when the Lord was answering the Pharisees concerning the marital problems, the first thing he said, in the beginning, God made them male and female. So back to the beginning is very essential in understanding Christian marriage. By Christian Orthodox marriage, we go back to the paradise in heaven. We go back to the original story of Adam and Eve before sinful life. That's why in our Orthodox Christian marriage, there should be no more than one wife. You know, having science and rituals of other nations and looking around to see people corrupted with darkness of this world, the story of marriage was corrupted. The corruption touched marriage in many aspects. As we always say in our Orthodox teaching, the Lord Jesus Christ came to our land to restore the image of God inside ourselves, also to restore the icon of a family as it was before. Another important point in our Orthodox marriage, that the Lord said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. So this kind of leaving father and mother, what we call forsaking, is very much needed before starting the marriage. Many marital problems may happen because the man could not leave his father or mother psychologically, or even because of money. And also his wife could not leave her family emotionally. And doing this, their marriage is always destructed. In our culture as Copts, some of the men and women respect their families much more than they respect their partners. And because of this, many problems happen. Also, the Lord said, shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This kind of joining together is very essential in the Orthodox marriage, because this kind of joining another one means I will go out of myself. It needs some self-denial. As the Lord taught us before, that anyone should follow him should first deny himself. And this joining part, you know, it needs closeness in everything. Man should be very close to his wife as emotionally, intellectually, psychologically, and also physically. So by saying shall become one flesh, the Lord himself made the sex inside the Orthodox Christian marriage is sacred and holy. Also by saying shall become one flesh, the story of a marital partnership is always related to how much they are one, they are united together. And this kind of union is essentially related to their union with the Lord. If the man is in very good relationship with the Lord and the woman have the same powerful relation with the Lord, they can come together in one easily. When we say they are one, they still two. Man is still a man, woman is still a woman, but they are one in decision, one hand in hand, one facing problems, one enjoying life, one for eternal life. The last point the Lord mentioned in this chapter, that he said, so then they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. So by saying let not man separate, any kind of separation is against the will of God. That's why we as Orthodox Christian, we do not like separation or divorce by all means. So by this verse, it means that God, he is the acting upon marital relationship. He is the one before marriage. God has joined them together. So God is the one who made it true. So we cannot, quit away from this relationship it's kind of commitment to God Himself. The secular marriage or the marriage away from the church in the world is kind of a contract between two. But in the church, it's not a contract, it's a commitment between us and God Himself. So God is responsible for this project. And so any problem happened in any marital orthodox relationship, we should pray. We should go first to God. We should go back to Him, asking Him His blessing, because it's His project. So following the teaching of the Lord Himself, being a good Christian, you will have a good marital relationship. You will have a good family. So it's always related to the Christian life before the story of marriage. Glory to God. Amen.